Parshas Nosai, the pasuk says, Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Tavas B'nai Yisrael, command B'nai Yisrael, Yishalchum and Amachna, they should send out of the camp, called Tzarua, V'chol Zo, V'chol Tomei L'Nofesh. Every Tzarua, which means anybody that has Tzaras, V'chol Zov, and anybody that is a Zov, Tuma called Zov, V'chol Tomei L'Nofesh, and anybody that has contaminated himself to a dead body. Rashi explains that there were three camps. There was the most internal camp, which is the Machne Shechina, which is basically the Mishkan. Then there was the Machne Levia, the camp surrounding the Machne Shechina, which was where the Leviim camped, surrounding the Mishkan. And then surrounding that was Machne Yisrael, was the camp of Yisrael. This was in the Midbar. In Yerushalayim, once we came to Yerushalayim, those same three camps existed. The Gemara says from the walls of Yerushalayim until Har HaBayis, until Temple Mount, was called Machne Yisrael, which is the whole city of Yerushalayim. From Har HaBayis until the Azora of the Beit HaMikdash is called Machne Levia, and in the Azora is Machne Shechina. And Rashi says that a Tzorua, somebody who has Tzaras, is sent out of all three camps. Somebody who has a Metzora is not allowed to be in any of the three camps. A Zov is sent out of Machne Shechina and Machne Levia, but he's allowed to be in Machne Yisrael. And the Tomei L'Nofesh, and somebody who has contaminated himself to a dead soul, to a dead body, is only sent out of Machne Shechina, but he is allowed to be both in Machne Yisrael and in Machne Levia. So, first of all, we know that the Torah is relevant in all times, and we need to know how this is relevant to us now that we don't have any of these machnes, we don't have any of these camps, and that these tumas don't seem to affect us nowadays. So what is this pasuk teaching us for our everyday lives? Parshas Nosai, in general, has a whole bunch of different parshias that don't seem to be connected to one another. And we need to understand what the connection might be. First, we have this parsha where of sending out of the camps the different types of people that are tamei. Following this, we have the parsha of Gzela, the parsha where someone stole and then swore falsely, and then admitted to swearing falsely that he has to repay whatever he stole. Following that, we have the parsha of the Soita. Then we have the parsha of the Nazir. And then we have Berachas Kehanim. Finally, followed by the inauguration of the Mishkan. So, we need to understand what the continuation here is, what the connection between these parshiyos are. The Megala Amukos comments on a Gemara in Masechtas Brachos. The Gemara says, I believe it's in Masechtas Brachos, but the Gemara says that each one of the Avos called the Makam HaMikdash, the place of the Beis HaMikdash, each one of the Ovites called it by a different name. Avram called it Har, as the Pasuk says, Bahar Hashem Yeroah. Yitzchak called the Makam HaMikdash Sada, a field. Avram called it a mountain. Yitzchak called it a field, Sada. Vayetzi Yitzchak Lesuach Basada. And Yaakov called it a bayis. Yaakov called it a house. Vayikra Shem HaMakam Ahu Beiskel. And the Megala Amukah says that these three names, Har, Soda, and Bayis, are all a multiple of the word Machna, camp. Machna, the numerical value of the word Machna is 103. 103 times 2 is 206, which is the gematria of Har. Actually, Har is 205, but as we know with gematrias, that you could always add 1. So Har is Machna twice. Soda is 309, which is Machna times 3. 103 times 3 is 309. And Bias is Gematria 412, which is Machna times 4. 103 times 4 is 412. Now, we need to try to make sense out of all this. What does all this mean? And why is it specifically that Avram called it Ahar, Yitzchak, Asoda, and Yaakov a bias? Why is Avram 2 times Machna, Yitzchak 3, and Yaakov 4? So, there's always been something that has bothered me, and I think it bothers almost everyone universally. And that is that we find Yidden that are very scrupulous about certain mitzvahs, let's say Shmira Shabbos, Kashrus, so on and so forth. But when it comes to Ben Odom L'Chaveira, when it comes to interpersonal relationships, or Ben Odom La'atzmoy, which is the area of character traits, people seem to be we don't see their chumras. Quite the contrary, people are unfortunately very lenient in these areas, sometimes negligent. Whereas in the areas of Bein Adam LaMakom, between man and Hashem, they seem to be very zealous and very machmer. So although the first thing is that it's absolutely wrong and it is hypocritical, it definitely is hypocritical, because Bein Adam LaChavera is just as important as Bein Adam LaMakom, and the same Torah that says you have to keep Shabbos says we have to l'reyacha kamaycha. Nevertheless, I do think that we need to have some kind of insight into the level of gravity of these areas of Bein Adam LaChavera, Bein Adam LaAtzmai, Bein Adam LaMakom. And I think we can understand this with a mashal. The mashal is of a person who develops a formula, a certain formula that benefits all of mankind. And due to the fact that he developed this formula, this person became unbelievably wealthy. And this business became an international business. due to its benefit to everyone. Now, the owner of the company needs, due to the fact that this company has become a tremendous company, the owner now needs to hire a CEO for this company. Now, in order to hire a CEO for the company, he has to make sure that this person who he's going to hire is going to be a person of tremendous integrity. If the formula leaks out into the world, this person has lost his fortune. So he needs to find a person of tremendous integrity that is going to keep everything in the most internal secrets of the company, someone who's going to keep this absolutely confidential. So the process of hiring a CEO is the first thing is finding out, making sure that this person is a person of integrity in areas of ben adam lachaveira, in interpersonal relationships. He has to make sure this person isn't a bank robber, and that he's never cheated on his taxes, and that he is an upright a citizen in every sense of the word. That his Bein Adam L'Chaveiro is absolutely perfect. Once he has gone through that process of making sure that this applicant is absolutely perfect in Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, then he has to find out if this person is a person of integrity, Bein Adam L'Atzmai. Is this person a drug addict? Is he an alcoholic? Is he a person that is moral? Once the person has gone through those two stages, now the owner can develop a relationship with this CEO. Now, let's say, for example, he hires this CEO, and the CEO, while he's on the job, commits a crime. He commits a hit and run. He gets into a car accident and leaves the scene. Commits a felony. Now, this person is going to probably lose his job, because he acted in a way that is totally inappropriate for someone of this stature. He has shown that his interpersonal relationships are not in a high standard. So really, he really never should have come into the equation altogether to apply for this job, because he doesn't even pass the first level of Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. Now, let's say this person, while he's on the job, became addicted to drugs or to alcohol. Again, he'll lose his job, because he transgressed something that shouldn't have allowed him entry into the equation of applying for the job altogether. Now, the worst thing this person can do, worse than robbing a bank, or worse than becoming a drug addict, is leaking the confidential information of the company. That's the worst thing he can do. That is corruption itself. So if, let's say, he's held up by gunpoint and he's given a choice, either you rob a bank or you leak your your confidential information of the company, what he's obligated to do at that point is rob a bank. Or if he's given a choice of becoming an alcoholic or leaking the confidential information, he's got to become an alcoholic. Leaking that confidential information is the worst corruption that he can possibly commit at that time. Now, the nimshal is that when the Rabbeinu Shlalem chose us as a nation, the Rabbeinu Shlalem wanted a relationship. Rabbeinu Shlalem created a world. The Rabbeinu Shlalem created a world, and the Rabbeinu Shlalem wanted a nation that he will have a relationship with, a nation that, according to them, will be the whole world will be controlled. The whole world surrounds this nation and who the Rabbeinu Shlalem is going to choose. So the Rabbeinu Shlalem wanted a nation that has integrity in areas of Ben Adam L'Chaveroi, Ben Adam L'Atzmai, people of tremendous character traits. Derech Eretz Kadma L'Torah. Before the Rabbeinu Shlalem is going to give us the Torah and have a personal relationship with us, the Rabbeinu Shlalem wants to make sure there's Derech Eretz that precedes that. Those are all areas that need to be in line before that relationship between the Rabbeinu Shlalem and ourselves begins. So if a person is corrupt in Adam L'Chaveroi, if a person talks Lashon Hara, if a person steals, if a person cheats, in a sense, he never belonged in the equation altogether. He belongs outside of all three machnas. And that is represented by the tsarua, by the person that has tsaras. As we know, tsaras comes because of Lashon Hara, because of Ayin Hara. These are all issues of Ein Adam L'Chaveroi. This person doesn't even enter the first test, the first machna of having a relationship with the Rabbeinu Shlalem. Someone who is corrupt Ben Adam La'atzmai, someone who has not refined their character traits, doesn't enter the second test, shouldn't enter the second machna. And that is represented by the Zav. The Gemara says that the Zav is someone who is, the Tumah of Ziva comes about by overeating, by following one's desires, by not being able to control oneself. Areas ben adam la'atzmai. A person that is tamei in that area shouldn't even enter the second machna. But the worst thing a person can do is corrupt himself ben adam la'maka. And that's why we find that Shabbos is so severe, that somebody who's mechal Shabbos is keneged kol ha'Torah kula. Areas of Shabbos, areas of Kashrus, all the areas that are in Adam Lamakim, the worst corruption is in that area, is in the area of Adam Lamakim. So yes, Ben Adam L'Chavoda is worse in a sense because that person is sent outside of all three machnas, because meaning that person shouldn't even enter the equation. And Derech Eretz Kadma L'Torah, and if somebody doesn't refine their midas, they're sent outside of two machnas. But the Tamei L'Nefesh, the person who contaminates their soul, which is the soul that the Rabbeinu Shlalem entrusted with us, that confidential information, if the person contaminates that with in areas Ben Adam L'Mokim, if a person compromises their relationship with the Rabbeinu Shlalem in Ben Adam L'Mokim, that is the worst corruption that there is. And perhaps this is the order of the parshiyos. first we have this introduction parsha of Yishalchum and Amachne Kol Tzura V'Chol Zal V'Chol Tamei L'Nefesh. You should know that there are three levels. There's Me'adam L'Chaveroi, which should be sent, somebody who is corrupt in that area should be sent outside of all three Machnes. There's Me'adam La'atzmoy, which is represented by the Zav, should be sent outside of two Machnes. And Me'adam La'mokoyim should be sent out of the inner Machne. Now the parsha, the Torah goes. The Torah begins in an order. Parsha of Gezeila is the first parsha. The Ben Adam LaChaveroi. That's step number one. A person has to have integrity. Ben Adam LaChaveroi. The next level is the Soita, which is someone who can't control their taivas. Ben Adam La'atzmai. Then comes the Nazir, which is someone who sanctifies himself. Ben Adam La'mokim. The Nazir is only appropriate once someone has refined themselves in areas of Ben Adam La'chaver and Ben Adam La'atzmai. Now it is appropriate for the person to develop a relationship with the Rebbeinu Shlom, Ben Adam La'mokim. And then comes Berchis Kahanim, which is a bracha in all three areas. Yivarechacha Hashem Yishmerecha, which is Hashem should personally watch over you, which is Ben Adam La'makayim. Yor Hashem Pono Ve'lecha V'chunecha, Hashem should give you chen. Chen is given to a person that has refined their character, which is Ben Adam La'atzmai. And then finally, V'yosem L'cha Shalom, Hashem should give you peace, Ben Adam La'chaveroi. And that is followed by the Binyan HaMishkan. Which is the most, once you enter all three machnas, there is the machna Yisrael, there is the machna Leviya, there is the machna Shechina, but in that machna Shechina is the bias. There is the Mishkan. The Mishkan of the Rebbeinu Shleilam himself. It is only someone who is refined in all three areas, Ben Adam L'Chaveda, Ben Adam L'Atzma, Ben Adam L'Makayim, that is someone who can enter the Mishkan, that is someone who enters the Beis Hashem. And that's the tefillah of David HaMelech, Shifti beveis Hashem kol yimei chayoi. That is our goal, to reach the bias. And perhaps this is represented by the three names that the Makam HaMikdash was called. Avram Avinu, who represented the Midas HaChesed. Chesed is Ben Adam L'Chaveroi. So Avram Avinu was able to enter the first machna until he reached the Har. As we said before, the machna Yisrael is from the walls of Yerushalayim until the Har Abayis. Avram Avinu was able to reach the Har, which is machna twice. He was able to reach the second machna. Yitzchak Avinu is Avoida, which the Iker Avoida is Avoidas Hamidus, Ben Adam La'atzmai. Avram Avinu was able to, so Yitzchak is able to enter yet another machna until he reached the Soda, which is the Azara, which is machna times three. Yaakov Avinu, which is Torah, Yaakov Avinu represents Torah, the third pillar, which has been Adam La'mokam, Yaakov Avinu was able to reach the bias. That's why Yaakov called it bias. So I believe that this parsha, the entire parsha's Nosai, teaches us the different levels, and yet the important order that we need to take in order to develop a relationship with the Rebbeinu Shlom. The Rebbeinu Shlom isn't interested in developing a relationship with a corrupt people. It is Derech Eretz Kadma LaToyra. The first must be people that are, we have our Ben Adam L'Chaveroi online, and then we have to refine our middos, and only then does the Rebbeinu Shlom want to have a relationship with us, Ben Adam L'Makam. But once we have that relationship, we need to understand that Ben Adam La'mokim is the most crucial. And it is those areas that we must we must endear the most. And that is why we find that Shemitah Shabbos and Kashrus is so severe. And it is in the schus of refining ourselves in all three areas, ben odom lachaveda, ben odom la'atzma, ben odom la'mokim, that we can reach the bias. And it will be in the schus of refining ourselves in those three areas that we will be zoicha to the binyan beis hamikdash, v'vias mashiach tzidkenu b'mehera b'yameinu amen.